Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Happy Book Babies by Rose Raleigh is a small format picture book created for seniors living with dementia or Alzheimer's disease, and for the caregivers and family members who support them. Its core idea is simple. Use bright, full-color photographs of smiling babies, paired with short positive affirmation phrases in large print to create a calm and accessible reading experience. The book is not built around a narrative or informational lesson. Instead, it functions as a visual comfort object and a conversation aid, aiming to reduce tension while encouraging engagement. By avoiding references to dementia, memory loss, or other potentially distressing subjects, it tries to prevent embarrassment or confusion and keep the emotional tone gentle. In its category, it reflects a practical approach to dementia-friendly books, easy to hold, easy to read, and designed for repeated browsing rather than one-time reading. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a dementia-friendly picture book built around visual comfort. The book also reflects a common principle in dementia-friendly design, reducing cognitive load. Large print, one image per page, and brief affirmations allow the reader to move at their own pace. This gives the book value as a calm object to revisit repeatedly, which is important because repetition is often comforting in dementia care rather than boring. Secondly, positive affirmations is a gentle communication aid. The affirmation format also helps preserve a positive emotional atmosphere. In dementia care, tone matters because confusing or negative cues can increase anxiety. Short positive statements do not solve the disease-related challenges, but they can shape the experience toward reassurance. That is why the text is not merely decorative. It provides a simple framework for communication that is easy to repeat and easy to remember in the moment. Thirdly, why the book avoids distressing references to dementia. This approach distinguishes the book from educational or clinical materials about dementia. Those books may be valuable, but they serve a different purpose. The Happy Book Babies is designed for moment-to-moment comfort, not explanation. That makes it especially suitable for bedside use, quiet individual browsing, or brief shared sessions when the goal is simply to maintain calm and connection rather than to teach or assess. Fourthly, a tool for conversation, not just solitary browsing. At the same time, the book can also serve as a quiet, independent activity when social interaction is not desired or not possible. Reviews suggest that the repeated viewing of the pages can hold attention and provide peaceful engagement. That dual function is important. A strong dementia support book should be usable both as a social bridge and as a calming solo resource, and this title is built around that practical balance. Lastly, why the book format matters for older adults with cognitive or visual challenges. Its broader significance is that it shows how format can be just as important as subject matter in books for seniors with dementia. Many books about aging or illness are informative but not especially usable in the moment. This one is different because it is built around immediate interaction, minimal effort, and emotional steadiness. That combination is what gives it a clear place within dementia-friendly picture books. In conclusion, The Happy Book Babies is best suited to seniors with dementia or Alzheimer's disease, along with family members, aides, and activity coordinators looking for a calm and accessible shared resource. It is not a medical guide or a cognitive therapy workbook. Its value lies in its careful simplicity, bright baby photographs, large print affirmations, and an overall tone that avoids pressure or distress. For readers who need brief, reassuring engagement rather than complex content, that design is a real advantage. The book can support conversation, provide quiet visual stimulation, and offer a dignified experience for people whose attention or memory may be inconsistent. Compared with many other dementia-related books, it stands out because it does not center illness itself. Instead, it uses pleasant imagery to create a low-anxiety environment that can be revisited repeatedly. In a crowded category of senior-friendly materials, that makes it especially practical for everyday care routines and emotionally sensitive settings. If you would like to support Rose Raleigh, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!